My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, if you're looking for inspiration, information, and great conversation, well, the living room is the place. I'm your host, Julia Davis, and it's always my pleasure to gather with you here. Listen, I believe that the living room is the place where intimate conversations are life-changing, and I want you to always feel as though you have the opportunity to eavesdrop on a great conversation. Everybody loves to hear something good, something great, something inspiring, and that's what we hope to deliver. We want to make sure every time you tune in, you're going to get something that will serve you well in the days ahead. So welcome to the living room. If you were with us on our last show, we were in the midst of what I'm calling now our Overcomer series. And an overcomer is someone who has made it their determination to succeed against the odds. An overcomer is someone who, as they used to say back in the day, would take a licking and keep on ticking. An overcomer is somebody who refuses to allow their circumstances to dictate their future. And so I believe that this is the kind of radio, the kind of programming that people need in times like these. And so it's my pleasure to be able to host the show and bring it to you. Pastor Gooley Hoggard was my guest last time, and he was just sharing from the pages of his life about what it meant to be an overcomer. I just want to reintroduce you to him so that you'll have a chance to be able to track with us if you are listening in for the first time and you were not able to catch our last broadcast. But he is the pastor and president of Rock Faith International Ministries and Simple Balanced Life Ministries. He's a native of Ahoskie, North Carolina, and he currently lives in North Chesterfield, which is a suburb of Richmond, Virginia. He has his B.S. in biology from Elizabeth City State and a master's from Virginia State University. Go Trojans, go HBCUs. He's married to his beautiful wife, Janice. He has three adult children and four grandchildren, and he is quite a blessing to them and to our community. When we left off last time, we were talking with him about how mental health seemed to be something that he was really focused on at an early age just as a result of his own life experiences, and how mental health and the idea of being engaged in helping others deal with mental health really became a part of his ministry. And then we talked about a health crisis that he had from a severe accident of falling several flights through a house and injuring his back. And we talked about his daughter, Danielle Hoggard Jones, and how family crisis even can cause you stress. And then you obviously need to work those tools to stay healthy mentally, spiritually, and even physically. And when we just about ran out of time, you all remember, he was telling us about something else that had happened in his life, and we were not able to get into it because there was no time remaining. So here we are in the part two of this series with Pastor Hogger. So Pastor Hogger, welcome again to the living room.
Well, thank you very much, Juliet and audience. I'm glad, I'm honored that I'm able to come the first time to come back the second time.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got a lot of ground to cover, so let's get started. So talk to us about the diagnosis that you received. You had gone to the doctor. You were going to have some tests. You were in great spirits. You were doing just more so following through on some things that you needed to. And then what happened?
Yes. What had happened after the two-story fall at work in 2008, December, and our daughter, 17 days later, Danielle Jones Hoggard, came to visit me, and she was a home invasion, was left for dead, and she has had about 23 operations since then, but God is still good. But anyway, so end of 2018, December, I go to my annual a couple times a year for a checkup and anything in between, and the doctor said my PSA levels were high. So we did a biopsy in January of 2019, and they were still kind of high, possible prostate cancer. Then we went throughout the year in 2019, monitoring it, going back and forth, and I took my last end-of-the-year checkup, and they said it's high. Go back. And I took another biopsy in January of 2020. So by that time, before I got the report, I finally was able to move a lot, can sit. I didn't need a cane from the accident. I was feeling good, excited, like, yes, I'm finally over the injury. And then that day, my wife was, I saw her go off to work, and I was praising God, and I'm gonna go. And I was planning on going to the doctor around 10 o'clock for the results of the biopsy. And I went there, and I mean, I was just praising God that morning like crazy, thanking him. And about 11 o'clock, he said, it's cancer.
And it hit me like
a gut kick.
Yeah, go ahead. That's exactly what I was going to ask you. What was your reaction?
Of about 30 seconds, 30, 45 seconds, it's like, oh. I said, okay, what do we do now? Because I had already said, and I had told the people at our church, you know, what was going on. Either way, I'm going to praise God. I don't believe it's cancer. It's going to be a negative report. But I said, God, nevertheless, your will be done. Either way, I'm going to tell it one-to-one, social media. I'm going to tell my story. Well, it was positive. Excuse me. So but after about 45 seconds, that's when I said, all right, tell me what to do. So it's about five different types of procedures. And he gave me, doctor gave me the information, so I had, you know, I called my wife first, and she was at work. Then we called our adult children, and they had a hard time. They had a hard time to hear the word cancer. Of course, it hit my wife, right. But her faith is what, you know, held her and us up. So that's how that had happened on that fateful day.
Okay, and so here you are now, you're at this place where you know enough about cancer to know that it's something that you have to deal with very seriously. I know that you're also aware that African-American men, as it relates to prostate cancer and the impact that it's having in our community.
Yes.
And so your perspective as a man of faith and as a mental health professional and all of those skills that you have gained over the years in your journey, how did they serve you in that moment? How did those skills serve you in that moment?
Okay. One correction. I'm not a mental health professional. I'm a mental health minister. Well, that really helped me out because the doctors told me it was very progressive. In other words, we can't play around with this because It's that my family had two brothers already with that and over the years and overcame it. Then one brother who died in 2019 had, that was one of the implications, and I had a couple of church brother or friends who died from it. So knowing that I had a mental health issue in the day, and I thank God he allowed me to overcome the injury and the mental health challenges, because if all those were still in effect, the injury and the mental health issues, I would have melted down. I would have wow. melted down. But I thank God, because my faith stood up. See, it's easy to talk. We can talk it. We can talk it as believers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But can we walk it when it hit us? And that hit me, like I said, after the accident, after my daughter's home invasion, left for dead, overcoming the injury, now cancer, and many things in between, of course. I thank God I was able to overcome the mental health part, because that would have been just too much for me, because that mental health issue was some dark days, starting from my childhood up into my early adulthood, and even in my 40s, early 40s. So I thank God that I was able to overcome. So faith kicked in that, come on, Google, you got to trust God through this. And there was some dark days, you know, just the word cancer, I don't care. We could say, I'm not scared of anything. Oh, God got my back. He does.
Right, have right. It.
But the reality is we're still flesh. And
that's right.
I've had moments I had to kick myself. Come on, Google. Come on. We can do this in the Lord.
I love your transparency, because I think one of the things that is always is so important for me is that people know that your faith does not make you exempt from challenges. Your faith does not make you immune to challenges. What your faith does is it gives you the tools that you need to overcome the challenges.
Yes.
And so you are sharing that with us, that you had dark days, that you had to kick yourself. It's so important, because I know many believers who have come under condemnation because they felt that because they experienced, you know, fear, or because they felt, you know, like that, you know, they just got overwhelmed, you know, in the course mm-hmm. of a day or whatever, that their faith was not authentic. And I want people to know that that is not so. So can you speak to that, please?
Yes, we'd love to speak, and especially as leaders and ministers and pastors, we've got to stop pretending. We all go through things. Even when my daughter had to move her home after invasion, and I'm in a body cast, I couldn't sleep at night. Every sound that will come, I'm thinking they're coming for her, because they never found the people. And I really had fear I had to deal with. Now, doing this same thing about the cancer, yes, I had some dark moments, but I thank God for family support. And that's the word I want to use, support.
Okay.
You have to have a strong support system. I thank God for my family, then my church family. If you don't have a good support system, I don't care how strong you are, there were some dark days, and let me tell you, during this whole process, they started the treatment injection in March of last year, the surgery in August of last year, they inserted 180-some metal beads, radiation beads. Then in November, December, I had like 25 radiation shots 5 days a week for several weeks. And let me tell you, the pain after all of that, there was a couple of times I felt like I was going to lose my mind, literally.
My God.
Because of the pain was so great. That pain was worse than falling two stories, which I fractured three vertebrae. This pain right here was worse than that. And I cried out to the Lord. My wife anointed me, was there for me. But and I can take some pain. But let me tell you, that pain was the worst.
This was something different.
This was something totally different, and I can feel myself like this. if anyone can remember the Wizard of Oz, that Wicked Witch of the West, I believe, how she melted into the pavement. That's how I felt. I was going to melt within, implode. And I really felt my mind trying to go. I felt the devil, Satan, trying to smack my mind because of this. And that's when I had to dig in into my faith, because I felt like, and I'm not exaggerating, I felt like I was going to literally lose my mind. And this setback lasted about 5 weeks, along with the other pain, but this particular episode.
5 weeks. That's the harder. 5 weeks of being in that level of intense, excruciating pain. Wow.
That's the beyond the normal pain.
yes. And so you're talking about a period of time, rather, where you had the chemotherapy, the infusion, and then you left that and went into the radiation, and even in between you had surgery. So
let me make a correction. They injected me with a hormone shot in March of, and I'm now being transparent, and I'm going to be totally open now since you went there.
Okay.
They gave me an injection, hormone injection, in March of last year, and it's a female hormone that men actually take to combat it, and so therefore, with the injection, I'm going to say it comically, I became my mama.
Right.
In other words, say what now?
I said, I understand. Only because I have a dear friend who went through this same therapy, because the way that they have to keep the testosterone levels down. So that the cancer doesn't advance until they combat that with estrogen. And so that's what I understand about it, and I know that part of it was a very intense time. So I'm understanding what you're saying there, but only because I have a friend who experienced this.
They gave me Lupron.
Okay.
It was Lupron. So what was your question? I'm sorry.
So my question was, As you went through these various stages of battling the cancer and making sure that it was not going to take over your body, what were the things that you did every day that kept your faith anchored? Because there could be someone listening today who has either gone through this or who has a loved one who is going through this, and I want to give them some tools, some practical tools that they can use to help them stand and overcome in the face of this kind of adversity. So what did you do that was helpful for you?
Well, forget that I'm a pastor, forget this and forget that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I had to look at the man in the mirror. And I, when I say that, I'm talking literally, because I saw the changes in my body. I saw the hot sweats. I saw passing out on the floor. All of that I went through. And I had to look at myself in the mirror and say, Ghoulie, you're going to have to trust God. This is difficult. It is the reality. You can't allow yourself to go back into depression, because here's the trick. This was a natural thing happening to me. But Satan was trying, we can make room for Satan. See, Satan was looking for an opportunity for me to go back into depression. So I had to talk to Ghoulie. I know how clever he is. And what I was going through, possibility of death, and I understood that. So I had to talk to me that, Ghoulie, you're going to have to trust God, even those moments where the pain was so bad, a scale of 1 to 10, it was a 25. And I talk to yourself. You have to literally look yourself in the mirror. Again, we can talk this talk. I'm going to trust God. Come whatever may, I'm going to trust God. But when it falls in your lap, What are you going to do? Because talk is cheap.
Yeah.
So I had to face the man in the mirror.
Wow. So you're having that heart-to-heart conversation with yourself, and as David said, encouraging yourself in the Lord was the key to your being able to endure and then to overcome. What about your family members? What is it that they, I know watching you go through this was you know, gut-wrenching and hurtful for them to watch, even though they were not directly experiencing what you were. They just, out of their love for you, you know, they saw it and they felt it as much as they could watching. What was it that you think they were able to do to keep their faith on a level?
To keep praying, trusting God, comforting me, knowing we had gone through my fall and our daughter's attack, that God is able to bring us through, and to be there. And a lot of times, this is the key, you don't say anything. You just be
so
there
important.
For the person. Unless the Lord give you something to say, a lot of times it's just best to be there and don't say anything.
Which is something that is just so key. So you're saying the presence, just having the presence there, but not necessarily saying anything, but they're just being there mattered.
Yeah. And can I tell you something right now? And for last year, for about 2 months, I couldn't minister. Of course, we were doing everything virtually, so my wife had to do it. And I got to tell you, right now, as I'm talking to you, if you can see what I'm going through right now, the sweating, I'm burning up inside because of the medication, because of the injection. Right now, I am literally going through, but I'm smiling, I'm praising God, and it's sometimes it's so intense, again, it can cause you to pass out. But I know God got my back, and thank God for my family, like I said, my family being there for me. It's reality. This is what I have to deal with, and this too shall pass, but I refuse to bend. I refuse to give the devil 1 inch. I will continue to praise God going through this. And then if you want to go to the mental health, well, I'll wait for you. I don't want to jump ahead.
No, that's a perfect segue because that's exactly where I wanted to go. I'm here today talking to my guest, Pastor Gooley Hoggard. He is the president and pastor of Rock Faith, and he also has a mental health support group under the umbrella of New Horizons. And we want to talk about that because, listen, I would say to you that people who are going through real life issues really need to know that the person that they're talking to has had some level of challenge in their life that they can identify. And from what you have shared with us in our last broadcast and again today, I know that there are people out there who need to know that this service exists. So with that, tell us about New Horizon and the services that you provide.
Okay, let me reemphasize. My wife and I are pastors of Rock Faith International, Inc., and we've been in existence since 2017. Well, Simple Balanced Life is our personal ministry. We do different type of training, skills training, budgeting, so leadership training, so forth and so on. But New Horizon is an entity of Simple Balanced Life, and we started that this year. And because of what I had gone through with the mental health issues, it just came to us that, wait a minute, I've been telling people all along about what I had gone through, and I was ashamed. I had to overcome the stigma, the taboos about mental health issues, and especially in the church, just pray about it. We must pray, but God give us some practical means of deliverance. So our New Horizon Mental Health Support Group, and I tell people and I mention, we are not health professionals, but we are ministers. I have experienced it. So what we do, we have once a month on the third Thursday of each month, and people can still call us. Well, it's a support group, and we have had professional persons to come in and facilitate it as well. So overcoming the taboos, the shame is the key, because I had to overcome that because I didn't cause this. This was, I inherited it from an environmental situations or circumstances as a child. Right. Caused that, and it's in my, unfortunately, in my family line. So we want to make, want to have an avenue where we can be open. And I've got so many comments of people saying thank you, as a pastor, as a person. All of us go through things. We're all a broken pieces, and God can use broken pieces. And so that's the avenue we try to do to help people. Let them know, look, I know how you feel, because it hadn't been too many days ago I was there in that darkness.
And they can relate to that. Now, is this done virtually? So is this something that people can tune in from wherever they are, if they have an interest in participating?
Yes, we have this app called GoToMeeting. It's just like a Zoom. A person can download, and we can see them. We can actually see them. And or if they don't want to download it, just call in, and they can still, either way, can be partake in it, visually or just through the phone.
Wow. And so you said every third Tuesday?
Every third Thursday of the month. We have a 2 o'clock session and a 6 o'clock session, and people can call me anytime. When I say anytime, I literally mean I don't care if it's midnight. They can call, because I've been there. I know the darkness. The darkness was so heavy, you can literally feel it. And I don't want anyone else to go through that.
My, my, my. So tell us how they can reach you, how they can find you on social media, how they can find out more about New Horizon, the support group. And they may just want to talk to you. So I remember you saying they can call you anytime. So what is that information? We want to make sure we get that out.
Okay, here's what we can do, and because of the time, they can call me at this number, and this is the number for Simple Balanced Life in support of New Horizons. It's 804-621-5636, 804-621-5636, and that way I can give them all the information.
Perfect, because we are quickly running out of time. We always have such a great exchange and information and inspiration. And I can tell you, though I thought I knew a little bit of your story, hearing the dynamic of what you shared with me today lets me know that I didn't know the depth of which, you know, you have overcome. And that is the theme for the series. And I'm so glad that both you and your daughter, Danielle, had the opportunity to be a part of this, because you all truly have exemplified that in a very real way. And I love that. There's not the fake in it, or the pretentious, or feeling, you know, as though you got to be super spiritual. You have represented the realness of God in both of these series. So to my listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. You guys have gotten in on a treat, and I want you to know that you should access the services that have been made available to you through New Horizon, because I believe that this man of God has been anointed for this work. If you need to reach me, you know I love to hear from you. The best way to do that is you can find me on social media at Juliet Davis on Facebook, and then you can find the other links there. Thanks so much for being a part of the Living Room today. And as I always say, because it's always true, the Word of God has transformation power. May
Amen.
His Word change your life forever.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.